أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة وكان الله سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 131 to 134 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. This part of the ayat has been repeated on three occasions in this short span of these verses. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever, however huge, however small, be it an atom, all of it is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The repetition in man's speech often shows a weakness in the speech of man. The man falters and man repeats. In the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there can never be any fault, and Allah Ta'ala does not falter. The reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats are very many. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's repetition that whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, all of it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. All of it is, in fact, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wants to show three different aspects of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's dominance. The first, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there is no deficiency, there is no shortfall, no shortage in the authority and in the qudrat and in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. The qudrat, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. There is no laxity in all of it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَصَّيْنَا actually refers to advice, but here it is used in the context of command. Certainly Allah Ta'ala advised you by way of a command. Certainly we advised الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, those who have been given the book before you. وَإِيَّاكُمْ, and you yourselves, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become conscious of Allah, fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time abstain from all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had prohibited, because insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's might, Allah ta'ala is perfect, Allah ta'ala is complete, and together with that, the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most demanding, and there is no shortfall or deficiency in that. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And if you disbelieve, then certainly whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the heavens, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala brings this ayat again to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's absolute independence. That if man ever commits kufr, and if the whole of mankind, the whole of jinnat, even if the whole of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disbelieves, disobeys in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. Allah ta'ala is not in need of it. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah ta'ala is not in need of our iman. Allah ta'ala is not in need of our ibadat. Allah ta'ala is not even in need of one tasbih of any one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamida, because Allah ta'ala himself is filled of praise. In other words, Allah ta'ala is not in need of any individual to make any kind of ibadat or to profess the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's absolute compassion. Allah ta'ala shows His absolute mercy by saying that whatever is in the skies and in the earth, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the authority, despite the qudrat of Allah, despite the independence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, Allah ta'ala is most compassionate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a guardian. Allah ta'ala takes care of all the affairs, of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for us to put our trust of all our matters in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to it through Allah Ta'ala's absolute compassion, Allah Ta'ala's absolute kindness. إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. O mankind, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah Rabbul Izzat will remove you, that is Allah Ta'ala will destroy you, and Allah will bring another nation, Allah will bring another creation, and Allah Ta'ala will then compel them, or Allah Ta'ala will command them to bring iman and be obedient. That is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Because Allah Ta'ala has the power over that also. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. That individual that desires the thawab, the reward of this dunya, in other words, a person practices and he wants the immediate reward of it, فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Then by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies the reward of the dunya and the akhirat. The reward of this material world, Allah ta'ala could give us the reward of our deeds in this world also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could store it for the akhirat. Both are available by Allah ta'ala. The treasures of all the dunya, all the akhirat, all are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in a hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that makes akhirat his concern, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings together all the scattered matters of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala brings it together and Allah Ta'ala places it in front of him. In other words, Allah Ta'ala creates ease for him. That person that chases this dunya and he looks for this dunya, Allah Ta'ala scatters this dunya and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it difficult for the person to acquire the dunya, and he will get only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made muqaddar, what Allah ta'ala has placed in his lot. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah ta'ala hears our plea, Allah ta'ala hears our cry, what we are asking for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Basira, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, all seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our deeds and then Allah ta'ala rewards accordingly. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.